So I'm with James Hassett, the CEO of Somerset West and Taunton. James, at last we get to speak. How's it all going for you?
Well, it's been an interesting couple of months, as you can imagine. I think the great thing at the moment is the fact that we're starting to move forward from what was a Taunton Dean and a West Somerset Council into a truly new council. Mm. That's feeling really positive. I think the staff, having been through quite a few changes in previous years, are now starting to relax a little bit into their new roles. We're definitely looking at taking the organisation forward. So, for instance, really focusing on getting some of the physical regen stuff in the town up and running, but at the same time, really focusing on making sure our customer services are up to scratch. It's been a bit of a rocky road.
I was going to say, because you came right in the middle of a storm, didn't you?
I did, and I've learned to swim very, very quickly. Well, I'm hoping I'm swimming. But the good thing is the organisation's rallied round us as well. Obviously, a really big change with change of administration. So a whole new leader, whole new leadership package. That's really interesting as well. So not that things had stabilised and become dull beforehand, but it just throws a different complexion into things.
What challenges have you found yourself?
I think picking the staff up, the staff were pretty flat when I arrived. So I think talking to the staff and getting their perspective on things and trying to move forward has been the really big thing. We describe internally as going through a process of stabilisation, then improvement, and we are looking at excellence in probably about 24 months' time. So we've set ourselves as a challenge to move the organisation forward. So that's a really, really big challenge to take things forward. I have been really helped by both circumstance and other people helping out. So the Cricket World Cup has been absolutely fantastic for the town. We played our part, obviously, in get the town tidy and sorting out some of the eyesores, but it was just a brilliant event that the whole town really got into grips with.
Would the cleanup have happened as quickly had the World Cup not been coming to Taunton?
Strangely enough, yes, because I'm a local resident. Yeah. I walked around on for the first couple of days and I described it as getting rid of the buddliers. Yeah. So I walked around and decided that the town needed a bit of a spring clean. We will be pushing this forward for council each year, so we intend to do a spring clean each year if the council supports that within the budget. Just because we're slightly wider than Taunton, we'll also be looking at some of the things we do for some of the other towns, so Minehead in particular and Wellington, just to get that sense of, we call it the broken window syndrome, just getting rid of that so we can all take a bit of pride in our towns.
Has there been much of a challenge for you or for the council as a whole to becoming one?
That's actually happened relatively easily. I think the close working beforehand and the organisational restructure stuff happening beforehand has meant that we were already on that journey. So internally, that hasn't felt like a huge step forward. We've got a lot of things behind the scenes to sort out, like two systems becoming one and all of those kinds of things. But actually, the team building stuff is going pretty straightforwardly.
Let me mention one word, Firepool.
Yes.
Always brings a smile or a sigh to everybody's face when you mention the word. Where are we? What's happening?
So at the moment, we're going through a process of getting a master plan developed. So that will start to go through the democratic process in the next couple of months. There are some things that we can need to do or can do whilst that's happening, because I think it's really important that people see progress. So we've tidied up a little bit just cosmetically so that people feel that it's not just quite a barren space in the middle of the town. The next stage moving forward is some of the demolition of some of the buildings we'll need to remove to create the walkway through from the station, but then also bringing forward a master plan into the town so that people can see broadly what we're proposing to do. Those ideas aren't formed up yet, and there'll be a huge amount of consultation that happens as a result, but I think it's important that people just get a sense of momentum around that.
And it comes at the time when the Highways England announced their plans for what they're going to be doing for the A358, which, again, another positive step forward, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic. And, you know, that sense of momentum that the town needs to develop and is slowly developing is really, really important. Change will be coming through to Taunton. Things will be improving. I think we've made a bit of a start already. That needs to pick up momentum. Things like the junction, Nexus 25, Firepool, but also things like the Coal Orchard and some of the other sites that we've got coming forward are really, really important, just to create that sense of movement.
Just to go back to the cricket finally, you're a big cricket fan. I know you're a big sport fan, but to be at the World Cup, the biggest games ever, and you had to stay sober because you were on professional duties.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
That's one of the biggest challenges you've had.
that is absolutely true. I'm eternally grateful that I got to see some of the games live. And stone cold sober. There you go.
James, thanks for talking to us today.
Absolute
and we
pleasure.
Look forward to keeping in touch on a regular update.
Thank you very much, and you.